Thank you for tuning in to Stodd's Wet Groove Records, show number 19, Tracks from a Dead Moon, on WMCBLP 107.9 FM Greenfield. Now let us dig into some of that sweet groove.
Yeah.
Welcome into the show today, which happens to be, in fact, show number 19. Tracks from a Dead Moon. That last track we are trying to wrap our grungy minds around was Up Front from Portland, Oregon's Wipers. Originally 1980 debut album release titled Is This Real? We just listened to my 2014 remastered and reissued copy that is still on Jackpot Records, which is a Portland, Oregon-based label as well. Wipers and their frontman, Greg Sage, were a staple and a monumental component to the early Northwest Coast grunge scene, the likes of Nirvana covering Wipers tunes such as D7 and Return of the Rat. Gotta have a head full of Wipers. Greg Sage grunged out guitar riffs ruminating around your skull like smoke climbing a dank windowless room at some point in your life. And starting show number 19 off was Mudhoney. Hailing from Seattle, Washington with their 2023 album titled Plastic Eternity on Sub Pop Records. The rocketing track we were just bobbing to was Cry Me an Atmospheric River. I scored this sweet copy on limited edition Silver Loser Edition Sub Pop Wax last week at the Two Ghost Vinyl Cafe in Turner's, located right on Avenue A. What a great spot and fantastic idea. Not to mention sipping on some real tasty coffee while digging through an appealing selection in record bins. The layout and art within the space is very pleasing, also a pleasant conversation with the gracious of fun owners. It is an alcohol-free and inclusive environment. Check out Two Ghosts Vinyl Cafe in Turner's.
My heart is evil.
Burning Plastic by A Place to Bury Strangers, played from the A side and the first in a series of 27 inch splits called the Less Artists, More Condos series. I've maybe 10 or 11 of these, and they are so cool. The B side is a tune by A Ceremony as well. This first of the series was released by John Dwyer's Famous Class Records in 2012. A Place to Bury Strangers are from New York City and have been playing, writing, and releasing music since around 2003. Wichita Gray by Boss Hogg from the 2016 EP Broodstar on In the Red Records. This EP travels at 45 RPMs, but it feels like it rocks harder. Boss Hogg's main members are Christina Martinez and husband John Spencer. The band had been inactive since around 2000, and I believe that this was their first release since that year in 2016. I saw Boss Hogg play the Sinclair in 2017, I believe, and after the show, John Spencer sold me a super cool 10-inch compilation on Amphetamine Reptile Records, which has this four-color screen print cover. Get On Home by the Jesus and Mary Chain from the 2017 album titled Damage and Joy, which was released on Artificial Plastic Records in the UK and Europe in 2017. I saw them with Bugsy in 2019 at the last Burger Boogaloo in Mosswood Park, Oakland, California, two nights in a row. They sounded incredible, and one of those nights was the first and last time that I did an annual. It was handed to me, possibly while they were performing this song. As the fear started to wash over me and my eyes started to dart from side to side, beaming for any exit to move my body from the, 2,000 head madness surrounding me, then and at that moment, I realized that I was stuck in the mucky fumes that stung my brain like a horde of desert scorpions looking to induce a bad trip. With that realization came an understanding that I had to dig in and just ride this one out. And it worked, as I am here now to tell you about it today.
I was feeling so lonely. I was looking for something.
Something to drink, somewhere to go.
Out in the Street by Alter Moderns on the Portuguese label Groovy Records. Out in the Street was played from their 2022 album titled Side Effects of Reality, which is their only album. This couple is originally from Brazil and currently live in Bristol in the UK. I carried this album with me from Portugal back to Western Mass. Yo Quisiera by Nemagata, played from their first album released in 2020, titled Haicha Y, and on Sonorama Discos Records. I met these folks twice, and they remembered me, in Austin, Texas, after they performed at the 13th floor in downtown. They did remember me the second time, and they signed their new record at the time for me. Very cool, guys. Look into their inspiration and how they write music.
Yeah.
I Can't Be by Ramones, played from a sweet 7-inch off the B-side in the first and unofficial release of 500 on Sub Pop Records in 1991. You Can't Leave Me All Night Alone by The Rippers on the A-side, 2005 Slovenly Records release. The Rippers hail from the Mediterranean island of Sardinia. Very interesting. Die, Die, Die by The Spits, played from their first album, which is self-titled and travels at 45 RPMs. It was originally released in 2000, and this copy that we were thrashing into the pit to was a 2011 reissue and remastered edition on Slovenly Records as well. What a dope label. And that is based out of Reno, Nevada, and has several offices in the States and around the world. I've seen the Spits play twice, and the Apocalyptic Vibrations did not disappoint either time. They set up this piece of plywood that is black with a large silver skull in the center of it painted. The eyes of the skull were cut out, and they put strobe lights inside of them. That made you feel like something very bad was about to happen any moment. Girls Don't Go For Punks by The Victims, hailing from Australia. Girls Don't Go For Punks is the A-side to this spring green 7-inch wax, housed in a stamped paper sleeve and released by In The Red Records 2023. There are a total of 75 in this edition, and I had bought a few of them when this was released, and I just sold one of those copies last week. Hence the digging in the grooves of this record.
Yeah.
Can't Hold On by Raining Sound, played from the promotional album titled Abdication for Your Love, released in 2011, and this promo album was limited to 1,000 copies. It was released by the label Scion Audio Visual Records. Greg Cartwright, the frontman of the now late Raining Sound, currently resides in Asheville, North Carolina. I met Greg some years ago at the Cafe 9 in New Haven, Connecticut, as he was doing a short solo tour up the East Coast. While he went on stage, I helped out with the merch table, and he gifted me some super cool Oblivions records, another band that he plays in. Greg is one of the nicest people that I have ever met. Check out his music. Crystal Night by Black Lips, played from a 2023 release of the album Satan's Graffiti or God's Art, which is on Fire Records and originally released in 2017. It's a double wax LP that travels at 45 RPMs. I have seen Black Lips play twice, and Abby and I saw them play in Boston late fall 2023, where they performed Crystal Night at that show. Very cool. Although the subject matter of the song is extremely dark and sad, Crystal Night, or rather Kristallnacht, or Night of Broken Glass, and also called the November Program, which was a program against Jews carried out by the Nazi Army November 9th through 10th, 1938. It was ultimately acts of genocide and the erasing of people's identity. Look into this event, unfortunately, of arson, looting, arrests, homicide, and kidnapping, if at all interested in these types of historic facts and surrounding World War II.
Fire in the
Fire in the Western World by Dead Moon from the 1992 In Mono album A Strange Pray Tell. We just melted into the darkest of wet grooves, spun out from a 2013 reissue on Mississippi Change Records. I never had the opportunity to see Dead Moon perform before Fred Cole and Andrew Loomis passed away and the band ceased. A handful of years ago, I did briefly meet Tootie Cole at Amherst Cinema as she was touring with the documentary film titled Unknown Passage. Even the records from this band speaks to me in a cosmic way that blurs existence. In fact, I have a sick Dead Moon tattoo on my upper left arm put there by a Joe Cox at Cheap Thrills Tattoo. It is a physical and visual thing captured to where you can actually see it. Much love when there isn't much love in the world today. Money truly is the root of all evil, eroding all and everything in its path. Friendships are chump change when greed has infected the minds of the people around us. Be careful out there and take care. Wet Groove Records is an art. In this art is all loving. Thank you for tuning in and checking out Stodd's Wet Groove Records, show number 19, Tracks from a Dead Moon, on WMCBLP 107.9 FM, Greenfield. Groove up and get down.